It's time now for our regular farm diary, and it's afternoon milking at Vince and Maria's Nearham Junction farm. But before the rest of the herd arrives at the shed, Maria has to round up the special needs cows. Now, Greg Miller caught up with Maria as she was trying a unique method to convince a calf to follow her down to the dairy.
Close their eyes and breathe into their nostrils, and sometimes you can get them to follow you. This morning I did that at Nearham. She followed me nearly out to the gate. And then her mother interfered. Come on, Abigail. Come on. And when we rebuilt it, everything is connectable. So that you can bring the cows in through here. There's gates halfway down there. Unfortunately, one didn't do the right thing the other day. I had one coming up and one coming down. I went to open the centre gate and I got caught between the cow and the gate. So I think I've got a bit of a cracked rib. But I have to go and see about that. It feels better.
What, so we did the spuds, we stopped for what, 15 minutes?
What, yes, had a coffee.
And now it's milking time.
Yes, it is, and you had some of my delicious sponge.
Fantastic.
Yes, CWA style. All right, and basically this is the dairy. Very basic, we don't feed in the bale. We wash down every morning, the whole yard gets done. So you never really have to do a clean-up. We don't have cut removers. We did have when we first built it. But whether it was the heifers that we bought or whether it was the type of claw that we had at the time, we had a lot of mastitis. And Vince turned around and ripped out all the tick cut removers. And so ever since then. But since we've always had plenty of labour on hand, it hasn't been a great problem.
Right.
And to really put them in now is a bit of a waste of time. Should a share farmer decide, you know, that we're compatible, you know, we may put them back in again. And, look, a feed system as well. Mm. Yeah, so if anyone's listening, we're kind of looking for a share farmer. I'm looking for a share farmer.
So how many cows do you have?
We'll probably get up to about 100 and... I reckon this year it'll be about 170. Between 170 and 180. And we should be scaling down. Now, have you right for a few minutes? I've actually got to get the special needs in.
I'll come with you.
Into the paddock.
All right. What are the special needs?
The special needs are the ones that have got sore feet. And as you can see, that's the calving pad right there, which is right next to the dairy.
Yeah.
I get up usually at about... between 2:30, 3:30, depending on what time we've checked on them. Vince checks on them before he goes to bed. And then if there's no problems, and it doesn't look like any cows are calving, don't stand in the mud, then he'll just say, all right, there's no need for you to get up. The reason I get up is because when the kids were here, I could stay in bed. However, now that there's no kids, I can't stay in bed. So I think I got the raw end of the deal. But having said that, it's a lot better for us to get up and check the cows in the middle of the night than get up in the morning and you've got cows with paralysis and dead calves and everything. Now, so these are our special needs. As you can see, they get the run of this whole paddock, but it's right next to the dairy. And so we milk them first and then we get them out. They get a chance to heal before their feet get really bad. I mean, you can try the shoes and all that sort of stuff. But sometimes you just got to keep them, you know, off the laneway. And it was such a bad winter, and the laneway was so muddy. But as you can see, there's always the one that goes right down to the other end of the paddock. As they get better, they get sneaky, and they go, no, I don't want to go up there. We'll just make a run. I will have to walk. All right, now I'm going to go down and get this one. But she's coming good. And people say, oh, look, we just send them to Maxi Green and just shoot them. Well, Vince can't bring himself to do that. These cows won't go back into the shed again, like, as far as next year. You know, once they recuperate and start putting on a bit of weight, they'll get sold and they'll go to the abattoirs. And no one wants to see them going to the abattoirs. You certainly wouldn't want to go there and watch the whole process yourself. And the way that they get treated, you know, sometimes there's a real hue and cry about how the bubby calves get treated, but on the whole, farmers try their best to make sure that they are warm, dry and well fed. Now that one there has got sore feet. She pretty much just does what she wants.
Is she coming in?
No, she's not. She doesn't want to. So she sits there and when she's finished, She goes and finds another patch of grass, and then she goes and sits, she sits down to eat it. You bring her the water. Mind you, we see her getting up and walking around, but the minute she sees you, she goes, all right, you can bring me the water now, and I can't get up. But, you know, we know she gets up because we can see her. But really, she, her feet are really sore, and at the end of the day, there's not much milk there. It was a waste of time, so we just let her go. She's got the whole paddock to run around in if she feels like ever running. Come on, up you get, up you get. Come on.
Maria Zappullo with some of her cows there, looking after those special needs cows before Vince arrives at the dairy. Speaking there with Greg Muller.